One of the terms that I frequently talk about in net caring is niche mate. What is a niche mate? That term, by the way, I have to credit over what 10 years ago, 14 years ago, I heard it from Suzanne Falter Barnes and Jeffrey Van Dyke. They were doing something together called Spiritual Marketing Quest, which I got involved with. I did some guest speaking for them, and they always use that term. So I've used it ever since. So niche mate is to be compared or contrasted with the term competitor. When you go into business, you learn business, you will immediately hear the term competitors. What are competitors? Well, it's like it's imagining some kind of race where it's like only one person can get first prize, second, and one person can get second place, third place, whatever. Those are competitors. It's a win-lose type of game. It's a if you get more, it means I get less. That's what competition suggests. Okay. Who is the winner? I don't know about you, but I've always found that idea to be intimidating, number one. It's demotivating for me. It makes me not want to go into business because I don't want to like compete with other people. And also, it doesn't, to me, it's not a healthy way of relating to another human being. Oh, you, I mean, again, in sports or in games, we play the game of competition, but we know it's a game. In business, it feels much, especially solopreneurs, it feels much more serious because it's about our livelihood. It's about whether we can pay the rent or not. And therefore, it's very demotivating. Like in the corporate, like so much of business has been taught from corporate marketers who become, business school teachers and teach from, corporate war games. They literally have war rooms in corporations that, they know they're playing a game and it's market share, win lose. But for us solopreneurs, if we try to play that game, it is extremely negative. And anyway, so niche mate is what I prefer to see other people who do the same thing that I do for the same kinds of people that I do it for. A niche mate is a mate, a friend, a potential soul buddy in the same niche. Oh, you two are a dog trainer. I'm a dog trainer. You're a dog trainer. Wonderful. Well, maybe there are some dogs that you don't love to train, or certain people you don't prefer to interact with, or a certain area that you don't go to, and I can serve those people. I can help those people, right? Or you do a particular dog training technique, and I do this part other dog training. You teach dogs the basics of sitting and laying down, and I do I prepare them for little competitions of like have them spin around and go through agility, whatever it is. When you see niche mates, it's easier actually for you to define the uniqueness of your work. And you see, oh, it's an ecosystem of potential partnerships and co-learning instead of, okay, this is my turf, not your turf, right? Your turf, not my turf. No. It's an ecosystem that is very much, there's a lot of Venn diagrams going on, and there's a lot of interweaving in an ecosystem, right? Even within the niche, there can be many, many creatures of the same type, right? And it's okay. Now, that's not the perfect analogy because in biology, there's like, okay, there's food for certain creatures. Anyway, so, but niche mates, let's talk about this. I think of my niche mate either as my teachers or my partners. What do I mean? If somebody is doing the same thing that I'm doing for the same people, now, by the way, that's the perfect niche mate. The perfect niche mate literally does the same job you do for the same client you do it for. Okay. The perfect, the most mirror image niche mate. There are more adjacent niche mates, which are like, okay, I'm a dog trainer and you're a cat trainer. Ah, okay. Well, you might serve a household that also has a dog, and I might serve a household that has a cat. So, hey, we could partner. We're adjacent niche mates. Okay. Or, I'm a life coach. And you're a relationship coach. you know, I serve some people with life, with relationship issues, but you're a specialist, or I'm a human design expert and you're an astrology expert. Okay, we kind of serve similar clientele. I believe in human design. You believe in this type of astrology. It's not that one is right or wrong, but just some people resonate with one more. And by the way, the same client might enjoy both. So there are perfect niche mates and there are adjacent niche mates. But basically, the more perfect the niche mate, the more true they become as a teacher and even as a partner. But see, the problem is that not everybody has this abundant mindset. And that's why I wish you will spread the word out there. Yeah, I hope you'll spread the word out there about this course and people buy my course. No, spread the word out there about net caring. I don't care if people buy my course, and tell people as much about this as possible. Everything you learn in this course, I'm about to stop myself, but I'm going to say it anyway. All of my courses are uncopyrighted. I don't know if you knew that. Every single thing I sell, every single thing I don't sell, all my free content, all my paid content is uncopyrighted. You can take this stuff and teach it yourself and never mention my name, and I don't care. I don't want to know. If you're cheating on me, I don't want to know. Okay. All right. I'd rather be in ignorant bliss. No. So that's what I mean when I say don't worry about talking about it. Because the fact that you're taking the net caring course means that you're going to be talking to a lot of people. And I don't want you to go, oh, I can't tell you about this concept because you got to buy George's course. Just tell them about it. Just teach them as much as you want. Give them the tools if you want. And say, oh, you should probably buy George's course. This is where it came from. No. But that's what I mean. Like, just spread the word. Because I want more people to have a more abundant mindset. To say, because I net care with people and I kind of feel their fear, right? Like, I feel they're like, whoa, it's a fellow business coach. Then they might take, come on. We're expanding the pie, not taking part of your pie. We're expanding the pie together. We need each other to expand the pie. And actually, the reality is this. The more people within the niche create content and make offers, you know what's happening? The more the entire market is educated about that field, right? Because, for example, can you imagine the first therapists? I don't know when they started charging for therapy. I don't know, 60s, 70s. I don't know when. Maybe somebody knows. They had a heck of a time. Wait, what do you mean paying to talk to somebody? That's your friend. That's your pastor. That's your, you know, your family member, right? Back then, it would have been so strange that some people are paying people to, or the first life coaches. Wow. Really? They're not licensed as a therapist, but they're just someone who has a lot of interesting wisdom to share, and they hold space. What does that even mean, hold space? You're paying someone to hold space for you? What are you talking about? First life coaches had a hard time. But because they kept educating the world about life coaching, now in what year was it? Was it in 2000 and something? Merriam-Webster introduced the word life coach in the dictionary. Oh, now it's a thing. And then now it's like, oh, you don't have a life coach? Oh, that's interesting. Everyone should have, you know, it's becoming more and more normal that you have a life coach. Great, wonderful. That means you're you know, working on yourself, right? The more people are within a niche that create content and create offers, the bigger the pie is for everyone. So the closer someone is to you, the more they're a teacher or a partner. Meaning, because why are they a teacher? Because you can study their marketing. It's hard, and let me say a bit of it, the more they're a mirror for you. How do you know how good you look? You know how at the beginning of my Zoom sessions, those of you who come to my Zoom sessions, at the beginning of the Zoom session, I'm always going like this, checking my hair, right? Like, I need a mirror. I need to see myself, right? On the other side to be able to see how I look. Same thing with a niche mate. The niche mate who is so perfect for you, who does exactly the same thing you do, there's no one better to study their marketing. Because when you study their marketing, you can go, ooh, that really resonates. How come I never thought of talking about it in that way? How come I never thought of that strategy? Because they do exactly the same thing I do. I should do that strategy too. Or at the same time, you can go, ooh, I really think that was icky how they did that. How they try to get people to sign up for this service. I'm going to be sure I don't do that. It's hard to look at yourself and go, am I doing something that's icky? Am I doing something that's resonant? But when you look at someone else who just like you doing it, you're like, oh, I get it now. you're the closer the niche mate they are, the more a mirror they are for you to study their marketing and to study their business strategies. Okay. And then also, the closer they are to you as a niche mate, the more they're a partner, the more they can refer business. Like I said, if I'm a dog trainer, who can refer me the most dog training business? A fellow dog trainer. Yeah, it's true. Cat trainers can maybe refer me some business, but not every household with a cat has a dog who wants to be trained, who needs to be trained. The dog trainers can refer the most business to other dog trainers. So the closer they are to you, the more you should share with them this net carrying idea and say, hey, let's be close to each other so that we can refer business, we can learn from each other. Instead of just studying each other from afar, we can actually talk to each other and say, what's working for you and what's not working for you? Hey, here's what's working for me and what's not working for me. Let's make the pie bigger, right? So, and of course, the more adjacent they are, the less you can still study them. You can still partner with them, you know, and I hope you do. So I hope this concept of niche mate will be infused in your relationships now with your professional relationships, and you can spread the word. Please spread the word about this idea of niche mates. Yeah. So we can all collaborate more. So I look forward to seeing your comments below.